Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The New Marriage Clinic, A Scientifically Based Marital Therapy, updated by John M. Gottman and Julie Schwartz. Gottman is a professional guide to couple therapy grounded in the Gottman model, a research-based approach built from decades of observational and longitudinal studies on relationships, positioned as an updated and revised successor to The Marriage Clinic. The book aims to translate empirical findings into a practical clinical program that therapists can implement with real couples. Rather than offering a general relationship self-help narrative, it focuses on assessment, case formulation, and structured interventions that strengthen marital friendship, improve conflict management, and help partners build shared meaning. The updated edition broadens the clinical lens to reflect contemporary practice, including work with same-sex couples and guidance for addressing high-impact ruptures such as infidelity. Throughout, the authors emphasize observable interaction patterns, emotion regulation, and skills that help couples repair after conflict, making the text especially relevant for clinicians who want a coherent, step-by-step framework that remains tied to measurable relationship processes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a research-driven model that links therapy to observable relationship processes. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that effective couple therapy should be accountable to research and to measurable interaction patterns, not only to therapist intuition or client satisfaction. The Gottman's approach couples work as an applied extension of their scientific program on marital stability and distress, translating findings from observed couple conversations into clinical targets. In practice, this means therapists are encouraged to watch for specific dynamics such as escalation, emotional disengagement, harsh startups, and failed repair attempts, then intervene with tools designed to shift those patterns. The book frames relationship health as something that can be assessed and strengthened through changes in behavior, perception, and physiological regulation during conflict and connection. This scientific posture also shapes how treatment is described. Interventions are not presented as one-size-fits-all advice, but as procedures chosen to fit a couple's specific needs and strengths. The result is a therapy text that aims to bridge the gap between research and the therapy room, giving clinicians a rationale for why particular skills and exercises matter and how they connect to long-term relationship functioning. Secondly, Sound Relationship House is a clinical roadmap for friendship, conflict management, and meaning. The Sound Relationship House framework functions as an organizing map for both assessment and intervention. Rather than treating conflict skills as the entire solution, the model emphasizes the foundational role of marital friendship and positive connection in creating resilience. Clinically, the book highlights building knowledge of one another, nurturing fondness and admiration, and increasing turning toward bids for connection as protective factors that support better conflict outcomes. Higher levels of the framework focus on managing conflict in constructive ways and developing shared meaning, helping couples align around values, roles, rituals, and a sense of purpose that extends beyond problem solving. This layered structure is useful in therapy because it helps clinicians decide where to start. Some couples need immediate de-escalation and repair skills, while others require rebuilding friendship after prolonged negativity. The house metaphor also encourages a balanced treatment plan, reminding clinicians that stabilizing a relationship often requires both reducing harmful interactions and increasing everyday positive experiences. By presenting relationship functioning as an integrated system, the book supports a comprehensive approach that addresses both emotional connection and practical conflict challenges. Thirdly, structured assessment and modular treatment planning for diverse couples. The book is designed to be used as a clinical manual, and a major theme is the use of structured assessment to guide treatment. It describes a modular program supported by tools such as questionnaires, interview procedures, and checklists that help therapists identify patterns, strengths, and stuck points. This emphasis on assessment serves two purposes. It increases clinical clarity, and it supports collaborative treatment planning, since partners can see how their relationship patterns translate into specific therapy goals. The modular design also acknowledges that couples present with different combinations of difficulties, from persistent conflict about ongoing issues to emotional distance or poor repair attempts. Instead of forcing every couple through the same sequence, therapists can select interventions that match the couple's profile while still staying within a coherent model. The updated edition also signals broader applicability to contemporary practice, including attention to different couple types and relationship contexts. In effect, the book positions assessment not as an administrative step, but as the engine of effective therapy, improving precision, helping track progress, and making the clinical process more transparent to both partners. Fourthly, core skill building softens startup, influence, repair, compromise, and self-soothing. a practical centerpiece of the Gottman clinical approach is teaching skills that directly change the emotional and behavioral tone of couples' interactions. The book highlights a set of foundational competencies often associated with Gottman interventions, beginning difficult conversations with a softened startup rather than criticism, accepting influence to reduce power struggles and defensiveness, using repair attempts and de-escalation to interrupt negative cycles, working toward compromise on solvable problems, and practicing physiological self-soothing to prevent flooding and shutdown. These skills are treated as teachable behaviors that can be coached and rehearsed in session and practiced between sessions. Importantly, they are not framed as mere etiquette. They are linked to emotion regulation and to the ability to stay engaged during conflict without becoming overwhelmed. In clinical terms, this helps couples move from attack and defense to dialogue and from repeated rupture to increased repair. By emphasizing repair and soothing, the approach also makes room for mistakes, teaching couples how to recover when conversations go poorly. For therapists, the skill focus provides concrete session structure, clear homework options, and a language for describing progress in observable terms. Working with high-impact ruptures and complex contexts in updated contemporary practice. The updated edition expands beyond a generic picture of couple distress to address contexts therapists commonly face in modern practice. This includes guidance relevant to same-sex couples, reflecting a broader and more inclusive clinical application of the Gottman model. The book also addresses severe relationship ruptures, especially infidelity, where trust has been damaged, and the therapy task includes stabilization, accountability, and rebuilding emotional connection over time. Another updated area is guidance for couples recovering from situational domestic violence. A topic that requires careful clinical judgment, safety considerations, and appropriate boundaries about what is suitable for conjoint therapy. While the book remains oriented towards strengthening friendship and improving conflict management, it recognizes that certain presenting problems demand more staged, risk-aware intervention and a clearer focus on safety and stabilization. By incorporating these areas, the text positions itself as more than a skills workbook. It is a clinical guide that aims to help therapists adapt a research-based model to complicated real-world cases. For clinicians, this expansion supports more responsible decision-making about when to proceed, how to structure treatment, and how to tailor interventions to the couple's circumstances. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couple therapists, marriage and family therapists, counselors, and advanced clinical trainees who want an evidence-based framework that translates research into day-to-day clinical decisions. Readers benefit most if they are looking for structure, a way to assess couples systematically, identify interaction patterns that maintain distress, and select interventions that build friendship, improve conflict regulation, and increase the capacity for repair. It also serves researchers and educators as a clear statement of how the Gottman model operationalizes relationship processes and turns them into treatment targets. Compared with many relationship titles that offer broad advice, The New Marriage Clinic stands out for its clinical orientation and its commitment to grounding therapeutic strategies in empirical observation. The modular, tool-supported approach makes it easier to integrate into practice, especially for clinicians who want repeatable session structures and language for tracking change. The updated material further strengthens its relevance to contemporary caseloads, including diverse couple configurations and high-impact relational injuries. As a result, it functions both as a training reference and as a practical manual, offering a disciplined way to help couples move from chronic conflict and disconnection toward more secure, cooperative, and meaningful partnership. If you would like to support John M. Gottman, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.